goes on, yeah. Keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. Keep forgetting things will never be the same again.
Hi, Jobs LA, season 3 premiere. Brian Ingles, welcome.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
We had to. Sit on for freaking 6 weeks.
This summer has been amazing. The fans have been so supportive of me. A lot of people coming up and stopping me in the street. It's been very good.
Cowboys camp. Yeah, talk about Cowboys camp. Give it to us. Start it out. Go.
We had 4,500 people up there yesterday.
Wow. Did you sell anything?
Yeah, I'm sure they're selling a lot.
Did you have anything to do with that banner flying over the Eagles camp that said, "We still them boys"? Do you even know about this?
No, no.
You don't even know about this?
No,
I thought you were charging soft goods.
I am a soft.
That's a soft fucking good.
I wish.
A banner flew over, and that's a big thing now in all these camps. Jets did it as well, the Patriots. They're flying banners over and said, "We still them boys" over the Eagles camp.
Can't be doing that, can you?
They didn't do it. It was some fucking yahoos like us. You know what I mean? And we were like, we're going to do some kind of Kickstarter. You know who kicked in $300? Your boy Greg Hardy.
I bet.
Already? What is that fool doing? Are people just freaking walking, steering clear of him or what?
Yeah, it sounds like he's kicking ass so far. I mean, you can't tell too much. So, you know, those guys are just kind of barely touching each other, but he looks very scary.
It's true. They all look very scary. Des Bryant looks very scary. Punched a teammate today.
That's awesome.
I don't even know the guy's name. They're all scary. Caitlyn Jenner's fucking scary. Let's just go into Caitlyn Jenner right off the bat.
Thank you.
What is the deal? She's not. I don't even use the fucking pronoun she. She's not a hero.
She's not a hero. Not only that.
She's a deviant.
She's not very attractive. And everyone bags on Serena Williams for looking like a guy. And then everyone's like, look at how beautiful Caitlyn Jenner is. She's not pretty. She looks like a fucking dude in drag with a wig.
I don't know, dude. 65 years old. If she had real original factory parts, 65 years old, you wouldn't freaking turn her away.
No way.
You kidding me? She has superior genetics. Bruce Jenner was the fucking best athlete in the world in 1976.
She also has great doctors, dude.
Oh, it's a sickness, though. It's not. And if I said this, and like if my name got out on this and people, you know, you'd be shunned as a pariah because you don't think this is normal. It's weird as fuck. I just saw two big black dudes dressed as women, honest to God, about 30 minutes ago, and they scared the fuck out of me. I was freaking
quivering.
It's going
to be normal, though. It's going to be like how gays were 20, 30 years ago. You were kind of weird about it. Next thing you know, it's going to be the new thing.
Yeah, but I can't even compare them to gays because it's like you're pretending you're something you're not. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be tall, so if I walked around in stilts, people would be like, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, what are we talking?
I would have liked that.
You know what I mean? Or if I was like, I identify as black and I put shoe polish in my face, people would fucking beat me up. You know what I mean? But this guy, it's a hero? Come on, dude.
I thought the speech was good, and I think the concept is good, you know, if really out there trying to save kids' lives, but...
It's always about the children.
I'm trying to get some listeners, so that's why I'm texting. Yeah. Skid Row Studios?
Yeah, it's always about the children, right? Oh, saving kids' lives. It's creepy. If you have a friend who has a little boy who dresses like a girl, it's not cool, man. You're not a fucking girl. Sorry. It's like if I was like Asian, I want to be Asian, and I put tape on my eyes and walked around and like, I couldn't pronounce my L's. Woo! Racist.
What about the girl, they said, call me Jazz. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a girl, no, it's a boy that became a girl. And the parents let her do it at, like, age 7.
Yeah?
So now she's 14, and there's a reality show about her dealing with all that stuff.
Really? I think it's weird. I think they're freaking weirdo. And if you say you're a weirdo, like, you don't know. You don't know what it's like. Well, fucking no one knows what it's like to be. I mean, sure, you think Bruce Jenner would have figured it out at some point? He's had three freaking fairly successful families at, you know, one point in his life. He had all these kids.
You sound like you're uneducated on his story.
If
you've listened to him, he's been wanting to come out forever. He just had this.
He couldn't do it.
Well, I don't know. Then what are you
supposed
to do? So
he's just going to stop popping up kids? Fucking live by himself and be a complete weirdo like me.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? You don't have to freaking bring all these kids into the world and do all this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to make you turn your head and cough in a second.
Let's talk about men. Real men. Like Tom Brady, for one. Kid, fucking, is this just out of control? It was 6 months ago when we were freaking talking about this, and we're still talking about this?
It's amazing how long it's dragged on. But what is the, where are they going now? New York with...
New York, and this guy who's supposedly buddies with Goodell's dad is going to hear the case now. It's another thing. There's no way. Obviously, the Patriots were up to something, but all of a sudden now they don't even talk about the fat boy going in the bathroom and... What are you eating? Beef jerky?
Beef jerky, yeah.
Bacon jerky.
Bacon jerky.
Going to the locker room, or going into the bathroom and taking on the balls. They don't even talk about that anymore. I don't even know what they talk about anymore. What do you hear on the ground in Dallas? Anybody talk about that stuff?
Some people think that there's a lot more to it than has even come out so far. And it already sounds like they're going to be like a war of leaks going forward.
You think it's going to be a bunch of shit come out about the Patriots doing all types of stuff?
Maybe, yeah. But didn't they just start leaking emails that the Patriots did about the NFL being shady and the Mort report and all that shit?
Yeah. Well, because Chris Mortensen came out with that report and said 11 out of 12 balls was two pounds mm-hmm. under. And I remember that, you know, one of the science teachers at the school I was working at, she's like, 2 pounds under? That's a lot. That's really noticeable PSI. It's like, fuck you. You don't even know who Tom Brady is. Tom's got his Irish up. Look it. If it comes out that he knew, he's going to be the biggest asshole in the history of the league because now what's going on. He's like unabashedly his Facebook rant the other day. And now Kraft's rant, they unabashedly said, no, we didn't do anything wrong. So if it comes out that he freaking did something wrong.
Yeah, but don't you think that they're doing the same thing you do if you get caught cheating? You just dig your heels in?
Just keep denying, no matter what.
Yeah. Like the Shaggy song, wasn't me.
No. Hey, he upgraded to an iPhone. So they smashed a Samsung phone. What's wrong with that? And why has that become such a big thing, really? Because they said to him, we're not going to give you the phone no matter what.
But what difference does it make? All you got to do is look at the other guy's phones because they have the text messages. They don't give a shit.
I know. It's like, doesn't that shit exist in a cloud somewhere? I mean, obviously the fucking records are out there who you've already texted, right? So it's like you can't get the text from that end, but you can get it from the other end.
Do you think that's a lot, 10,000 texts in 4 months for Tommy?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous amount. You know how many girls he, you know, I'm sure.
That's why I thought I told Slush my theory. I think that's why he got rid of the phone is that he had endless ass on that thing.
I wouldn't doubt it. You should. Mm-hmm. He's an international playboy.
Yeah.
He's being persecuted. He's Christ-like. Russell Wilson's Christ-like. For Christ's sake, I can't stand Russell Wilson. Seriously, he's the worst. Do you hear him talking about how God told him immediately after throwing the pick in the Super Bowl that God was just using Russell to lead, to show people how he's going to react to his mistake, and he's going to lead?
I just read the Sports Illustrated article about Pete Carroll, and he really sounds like he doesn't have 2 feet on the ground. He said, I get over things faster than most people. Like, these guys think that they're superhuman and, you know.
Who said that, Pete?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, the egos and all these guys. Like, the egos on guys who run for office. You know, there's an old Norm MacDonald. I don't know. It's like, how big of an ego do you have to be like, I'm going to be president of the United States. I'm going to be the leader of the free world. You know, I'm the best football coach in the freaking country. Now there's a woman football coach. Did you see that shit?
She doesn't look like it. She looks more like a man than Bruce does a woman.
Yeah, she does have China-like qualities from the WWE.
Yeah, she looks jacked up.
Speaking of which, Roddy Piper, rest in peace.
No doubt.
Very sad.
He was probably one of my favorite guys back in the day, right?
Oh, he's the man. Dusty Rhodes a couple months back. Hulk Hogan shooting himself in the foot. Hulk Hogan's from Florida. You did see that, didn't you?
Well, the porn thing?
No, Hogan he was dropping N-bombs and now the WWE fired him.
Yeah, that's pretty bad business. He goes in the golds every now and then with this kid. He's a big dude.
Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Wow, no shit. The sky's blue. Hulk Hogan's big.
These guys. Yeah, I've seen him in there. Schwarzenegger was in there Saturday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one right by your place?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you pay $10,000 a month in rent or whatever you fucking pay, right? Yep. So you can go freaking rub sweat with fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can I spot you?
I saw some dude took a picture of him. And I don't even know what to call them, security guards, guys that were in Gladiator, big dudes, they like went up and like reamed this guy and he ended up leaving the gym. I don't know if they threw him out, but it's like, dude, Schwarzenegger, who gives a shit? It's a picture of you.
Was Schwarzenegger in a huge entourage with them?
Yeah, like 2 big dudes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'm sure he's got all types of people coming up to him and doing all types of shit.
No doubt.
But this woman football coach, I don't care. Is a woman football coach, though she never really played real football. You can say that she played like some women's league.
Okay, she's an intern, right?
It's an intern, first of all. But second of all, it's freaking Bruce Arians, who people ball wash that guy because he wears a fucking Kangol. Look at me, I wear a Kangol and I'm 50. Woo, I'm fucking cool. And he hires this girl. To me, it's the same thing as bringing in Michael Sam. It's like, what is she going to bring to the table? And all it's going to take is one fucking player to throw a C-bomb on her. To freaking call her a bitch. And now what are you going to do with that freaking player? Now now it's a huge deal that this, it's not worth it. What is she going to bring to the table other than a little bit of publicity? And who fucking cares? Publicity doesn't up the salary cap any bit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but what is she just going to be like?
She's an intern working with the linebackers and special teams. But that's how those guys start, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, goddamn right. I'm a little fucking bitter over it. You know, a guy like me would never be able to get a sniff like that.
Yesterday, at camp, the linebackers coach was doing a drill, and just to hear him reaming at these guys, you know, and there's probably 1,000 people within an earshot of the coach, and it's like he doesn't care who's around. He's screaming at guys. And those guys all have the veins out of their neck and the head. They look like they're going to have a fucking aneurysm.
Oh, it's all bullshit. It's a fucking league of weirdos, coached by weirdos, owned by weirdos. Mm-hmm. Real fucking strange. How about Shelton Richardson? How dumb can you freaking be?
She's speeding with a kid in the car?
Speeding? 143 miles an hour, kid. That ain't fucking speeding. That's homicidal. And ripping blunts with a 12-year-old in the back seat. And then he has the balls to come out the next like day and say, I ain't no dope fiend, man. Well, fuck you. I am a dope fiend. You're giving dope fiends bad names. I dabble myself, but I ain't about to do with a 12-year-old kid in my fucking car going 143 miles an hour. I hope he never plays again. He will, though.
He'll play in 4 weeks.
Yeah, probably going to line up opposite of freaking Greg Hardy for the Dallas Cowboys. Admit it.
Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, he's coming back in 4 games.
You think so?
Hardy, yeah. He got his suspension.
Oh, Hardy did, but you think Richardson? You don't think he's going to?
Why would he get? I mean,
You don't see what?
I don't think he's driving fast, high. With a kid in the car, it's bad, but.
And he took off.
Oh, I didn't know all that shit.
Yeah, he took off. They caught him. 12-year-old kid in the back, ripping blunts, which is kind of cool, but not really.
It's cool for the kid.
I guess. 12 years old, man. I ain't no dope fiend, man. Yeah, I wish you freaking were. Got a new favorite player in the league, though. Junior Gallette. Kid, have you been reading about? Do you follow the Junior Gallette story?
Yeah, what? Update me a little bit.
Well, started off. There's a video of him fighting some bunch of people on the beach, just like you know, house party gone wrong on the beach, right? And he's got a belt on his hand. This is a fucking NFL linebacker, and for some reason, he needs a belt on his hand, and he's just coming and he's just throwing wildly, and I believe I'm not 100% sure he comes in contact and slaps a woman. Because she came at him. I think he, like, did something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing number one. The Saints ended up cutting him. And then he cut his Twitter, and he was on his girlfriend's Twitter, okay? And he just ripped freaking Sean Payton. He was like, tell the world why the Saints practice in West Virginia because you got your hoe there. Hashtag, you ain't Parcells, which is awesome. Kid, hashtag you fucking ain't Parcells. I need a hashtag game. I fucking quit Twitter about a year ago because I can't fucking stand it. But some of the hashtag tag game is great. You ain't Parcells.
It's funny.
Shit, he said, and I've freaking always been bashing on Sean Payton since day one. Showing up to meetings drunk, calling him a freaking Molly abuser, and saying that he's a juicy fruiting prick who's hooked on prescription pills. Hashtags, pills fucking him up.
Wait a second. He's saying that about Sean Payton?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the Twitter sphere.
Oh, man.
Kid, we smoked his fire. There's no way that he's making that shit up about Sean Payton and Molly. You've seen some of the Deadspin videos of him, like, dancing with freaking middle-aged women, you know, pretty hot freaking middle-aged women.
Get it, Mr. Payton.
Grinding on him. And then the whole thing that just got swept under the rug about all those prescription pills that were getting taken out of the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The same thing. For some reason, nobody cares about that. We care about freaking PSI on balls. Called Scott Fajito, you Dragon Ball Z name ass bitch. That's awesome. I don't even know what that means. It's like a freaking generation.
Scott Fajito hasn't played in a couple of years.
Scott Fajito piped up and he called him a Dragon Ball Z ass name bitch.
So what's happened to the guy now? Has he been signed by anyone?
Yeah, Washington Redskins signed him in 1 year.
Awesome.
The veterans minimum. Favorite player in the league now.
Is he pretty good? I haven't even heard of him.
Yeah, he had like 10 sacks last year. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. Someone's going to sign him for $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Bashing on Drew Brees, losing arm strength. All the good stuff, man. It was from his girlfriend's account. Because he erased his own. I would have been funny if it was his girlfriend. You Dragon Ball Z ass bitch.
You can blame it on her.
Scotty Fajita. Lying in bed like Russell Wilson did. Sorry.
So has Russell Wilson had sex or not?
With Sierra.
No, he has. He's not having sex there, but has he had sex?
In general?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid, doesn't he? No, I don't think so. He's the type of guy, be like Seth Curry, the kid would be freaking on everything. You know what I mean? Like, the kid would have his own brand. Yeah, of course he must have.
Well, he said he's not going to sleep with that girl until he gets married.
Sierra?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get this information? I don't. I have my ear to the ground.
It's on Deadspin. It's all over the place.
Well, I knew they said they weren't having, but until they're married?
Yeah.
What is her deal? I couldn't even name one song she sings.
She looks good. That's about all you need to know.
Shady McCoy, Ladies' Night. Oh, what a night. But no Bill Cosby. What is that, dude? Fucking ladies only party? The thing is, it's probably going to get better looking women than freaking, than I know. That's for sure. That I'm probably going to see in the next 3 months. Showing up the Shady's party. Because they all think Chip's a freaking racist. But I got a scoop on that one. Guess what?
Yes.
Chip Kelly? Mm-hmm. He is a racist. He's fucking from New Hampshire, kid. He's in the middle of fucking New Hampshire. What was the guy? Who was the guy he just traded? Brandon Boykin?
Yeah, I read that. He kind of went out with some shots firing.
Yeah, he said that that Chip wasn't used to hanging around with grown men of a different persuasion, something like that. It's like, no shit. He's from fucking the middle of New Hampshire. No kid, he's not freaking familiar with that. But seriously, how can you say that? How can you freaking say, oh, he just traded me because I'm black? He cut white guys, too. Although he did keep Riley Cooper. Not that that matters, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about the Bills assistant coach that
beat up kids? But his kid was involved.
All right, this is what happened. Some kids were sitting in a beach chair that weren't was that belonged to Aaron Cromer, who is
Did he have a towel on it? That's the only way you can hold chairs, bro.
What, having a towel on
it? Yeah, if you don't have a towel on it, it's not yours.
Evidently, this kid was sitting in his chair, and he was with his 12-year-old kid, and he went up and he socked one of the kids in the face and threatened to kill his family. However, that charge got dropped.
He had to be drunk. Well, no, probably drinking Mai Tais with his kid, and he all gets fired up.
Mai Tai with a 13-year-old kid?
No, he's probably sitting there, you know, kid's getting his ass kicked, and he has to go defend him.
I don't think he was getting his ass kicked. I think it was just like a verbal fucking spa.
His kid is a cuckold.
Is cuckold?
He's a cuckold. He's a little bitch.
Cuckold? You know even a cuckold is. You fucking break. Shakespeare. What's a cuckold?
A cuckold is a guy who makes his wife. No, a cuckold is a guy who watches his wife bang another guy.
Well, I don't even think they have to watch him. But yes, that's fundamentally correct. Check out the big brain on Ingalls, man. Shakespearean scholar. Yeah, anyways, this fucking Aaron Cromer guy went up and punched this 13-year-old kid in the face. But the charges got dropped. They said they settled out of court. They settled out of court.
$15,000 to the kid, I bet.
You think so? If you had a kid and you'd be like, how much fucking, all right. How much is that worth?
I would go to court rather. I'd pay somebody $1,500. And we're talking about what $15,000 is to that guy is to me. I'd give that kid $1,500 and I'd hit him one more time.
$1,500?
Yeah.
I'd let my kid get slapped for $1,500. I didn't even put hands on him though. It was just a threat.
I like that.
And that fucking clown shoes is the same guy that, I don't know if you remember this from last year, there was an anonymous source with the Bears.
Yep, he's that guy.
He's the same fucking guy. Oh. And he's crying in the locker room saying,
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But, you know, this is a league of retreads because they're all fucking idiots, dude.
Once you get in there, you never.
It's just a fucking golden ticket. Mm-hmm. That's like that woman. Mm-hmm. She went to BC, by the way.
She did?
Yeah. Wow. She didn't play football there. They didn't have it. She was a rugby player at BC. That makes you an assistant football coach in the NFL. But once you're in, once you're in. You know what I mean? It's a good old boy network. There's no fucking merit. There's no meritocracy there. You know, it's just a bunch of fucking, I don't know. What do I know? All I know is all summer long, I'm just freaking reading these articles and just, I'm addicted to comments, reading people's comments, you know, about shit. And the other day, the Chip Kelly thing, one guy said, in all honesty, in his comments, like, I blame the president of the United States. He's been trumping up this false racism for the last 8 years. You're fucking kidding me, man. Say what you want about him, but shit.
What about the guy at UCLA, Sal Alossi? The guy that's going after Diddy. I mean, that Is that guy just constantly in trouble?
Yeah, he got in a fight with a bunch of people, supposedly.
Well, not just that, but the article last week, Daryl Revis, big, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, he was talking about he had a problem with Olosi, too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
Yep.
I can't stand friggin' Revis anymore, kid. I've turned on him already.
He's nasty.
Yeah, that's another statement. He's single-handedly, you know, turned around the Patriots. I don't know why they've always gone away from having strong DBs to that being a question mark. And I don't understand how Seattle can sign all these guys to these huge contracts, although that's going to bite him in the ass. They're not going to have the depth. Seattle, it's already bitten him in the ass. They had a cut, what's his name, Troy McDaniels today, the D-tackle. There's no way you could pay Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, and Richard Sherman all that money and then still be solid everywhere else. The NFL just doesn't work that way. Good. Fucking catch up with them. Even though they got Jimmy Graham, too. How the fuck do these guys get all these players?
It's amazing.
And the Patriots seem like they're pinching pennies at every corner. However, they just come off a Super Bowl win. But how does some teams seem like they sign everybody and other teams, like the fucking Cowboys? How do they sign so many people?
I don't, you know, that's, you know, obviously a very topic I'm not too familiar with is math and how these guys, you know, manage the books and, you know, not the budget, but the salary cap. How they do it's pretty impressive.
They play games, I guess. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they end up cutting corners. Some teams fucking, like Patriots, who do Patriots pay other than Brady? Who's their big ticket guys?
Well, has to be Gronk, right? He's at $50 million.
Is he? Okay, mm-hmm. Who else?
Brandon Spikes.
Yeah. I wish that didn't happen with Spikes. What are you doing, hitting somebody on Route 1 and then running away? Nobody signed him yet, have they?
No, he probably won't get picked up again.
You don't think so? No way. Somebody will sign him. Why not? For that?
I don't know. He wasn't even that good.
What? Fucking bad motherfucker.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe what? What?
He would be at Buffalo. He didn't do shit.
You know, how many Buffalo games did you watch last year?
I was reading. Studying for the opening show tonight.
Looking up stats for Brandon Spikes tonight as we're watching this.
Yep.
You ain't no Parcells. I'm fucking sweating. Hall of Fame, which is looked over like something. Hall of Fame weekend. This is the last weekend of the year with no football, by the way. So we're filling the airwaves with before last weekend of the year with no football till February. That's some shit.
It's crazy. Yesterday, I had these kids with me at camp, and Charles Haley was nice enough to come over and hang out with them. And he has, obviously, too many hits to the head, but he took pictures, talked. But he's a big dude, man. And people were asking him, you got your speech ready. And that probably is going to be a stumbling, mumbling 20 minutes you're going to be able to listen to.
Kid, Charles Haley already came out this year and was talking to 49ers. Players, you see that? And he says, why don't you guys act like the white kids? Saying that to the black friggin' rookies. What'd you just say? I said, black guys, help the white guys. You ever see Stripes?
Yeah, he's of like, course.
Black guys, help the white guys. What do you say? Fucking Charles Haley saying to these guys, you know, act like the white kids. Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, Charles Haley, Junior Seau. Why are they making such a big deal about Junior Seau's kid speaking to the thing?
I can't believe that, but there's a rule in place that deceased players can't have anyone speak, and I guess it's because a couple of years ago, somebody came up there and rambled on and on about a guy that passed away, and there was a video montage that was too long, and it took too long, so they're kind of... But that's an absolutely ridiculous. Give the kids 5 minutes. It shouldn't even be an issue, and it makes the whole weekend, not the whole weekend, but it kind of probably leaves the Seau's a little bitter. What do you think? Well,
I guess... But they're suing the league for millions of dollars for wrongful death. Mm. And they're giving it, I mean, why? If that's the rule in place about dead people in the Hall of Fame, that's a rule in place. It doesn't matter that he's a little bit younger. Fucking killed himself, for Christ's sake. You know, I feel bad for him, but crying out loud, I don't know. You slippery slope here talking about a fucking mentally ill guy because in this day and age, but Jesus, he fucking offed himself. And they're going to bring her up and let her speak a little bit. But they're suing the NFL, which they probably should, but the whole thing's going to come undone.
The thing, though, I'm not positive the NFL Hall of Fame is a part of the NFL. It may be its own. So then you can let them speak or not speak, as you want.
I guess. If they have a policy in place not to let people speak because of that, and then that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Got to keep the ceremony moving. Really? Shit. Jerome Bettis, he came up and said some shit too. He was He freaking said he shot at people when he was growing up in Detroit. See that one?
The bus.
The bus.
Was he that good?
Was he that good? Yeah, he was pretty good, but I guess he was real good.
Yeah, clearly, Hall of Fame. Clearly, yeah.
And, you know, I thought Tim Brown was really good. I thought Tim Brown deserved to go in the Hall of Fame before that. Will Shields, Bill Polian, who's come out and bashed Tom Brady several times.
Yeah, he's hammering him.
He is hammering him. Ah, who cares? What do we even care about any of this? Top 10 things commented on by Pro Football Talk. All 10 of them are Deflategate shit. Controversy creates cash. That's freaking, the NFL's laughing all the way to the bank. People love this shit because it's simple to them to wrap their heads around.
He's still got the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
I know. It's almost like it worked the other way. Mm-hmm. That people, I don't know. Everybody loves a fucking, the polarizing figure, everybody loves him one way or the other. They either love to hate him or they love to love him. I love to love him. Oh, Tom. Jamal Charles calls himself yesterday the LeBron James of football. I agree.
If Jamal Charles walked in here, I wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah? You'd be like, hey, man, are you playing the NFL?
It's like that dude who got that big extension from Houston on the defense side. I don't even know his name. He almost broke the sack record last year.
Oh, Justin Houston from Kansas City?
Yeah.
You even know him?
No.
And you got a job in the league. You got some kind of freaking credential or something? You got some kind of NFL card that you carry around?
No, but I do have a kind of look at me badge. I'm special for camp.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you get to do?
It's kind of the same thing I did with you. Take you around, and now it's a little different. It's a little bit more fan friendly, so you can take people kind of closer to the action.
You can drink from the same water fountains and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Get their jock straps thrown in my face.
Can they have jocks after practice? How's Romo look? All right?
I guess, yeah. I guess he said he doesn't have to worry about his back. And supposedly the other night he ordered pizza and the delivery guy had like a freaked out when it was him. So Tony Romo's probably still sitting there getting fat.
And that's it. That's the freaking best story you got. Tony Romo ordered pizza.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The best fucking camp story you got.
Of him, yeah. Well, just started. They just got in on Wednesday.
Do you sleep overnight over there?
This weekend I will, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Order pizza.
Hey, Tony, I got some pizza. Want some? Does he know you? No, none of those guys know you.
No.
Does Stephen Jones know you?
No. Jerry does. Jerry Sr. would never know anyone.
He doesn't even know who the
He broke his hip. I guess he's on the mend.
Get out.
Yeah, I guess he had surgery. Yeah, so he's going around in a golf cart now.
Broken hip? Mm-hmm. You don't recover from that shit. How old is he? He's in his 70s, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's not recovering from that. He's done. He's on his last legs. Make a power play. See if you can get with Stephen Jones' daughter. How old is she?
I don't know if he has a daughter.
One of them has a daughter running around. I saw last year she has some kind of broken arm herself, a broken leg.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. I don't even know who that kid is.
She was one of them.
Oh, there's plenty of them. You can tell they're all up there walking around like they're
king shit of the Kaka tribe. Oh, Brett Favre. Big friggin' deal in Green Bay, finally brought home their prodigal son.
Love that guy.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I do too. I wish he still played. I think he still could play.
I mean, he was just exciting to watch.
I just think he's a freaking halfway normal guy. The mm-hmm. rest of these freaking clowns and Jesus freaks, you know? I think Brett Favre is the type of guy who's just, you know, probably still drink, you know, share a keg beer with you or something. And then Green Bay is just, they turn their back on him, but in the middle of July, for some reason, they have this big thing for him. But
yeah, it is a little weird.
It is a little weird.
All the merchandise they were selling, Brett Favre. And
what do you got for merchandise going? Nothing? I mean, you guys don't work on anything? You don't have any, like, sample fringing Dallas Cowboys soft goods that you do? Nothing new all year or what?
Oh, we have things going on all year.
What's the number one project you got going on?
Ooh, the salute to service.
You get paid for that, don't you? Doesn't the National Guard give you guys money for that?
Oh, I don't know when that ends. I think that's like with the guys doing stuff in the stadium, but the stuff that we're doing that the guys can be wearing on the sideline was a big hit.
Ugh, that's such a fucking pity play. What is it? Like some kind of camouflaged cowboy shit? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, but every team in the NFL is going to be doing it.
For this year?
Mm-hmm.
As a salute to service?
Yeah, I think it's breast cancer is what, a month?
October.
And then salute to service I think is going to... It sounds like breast cancer awareness is kind of being constricted a little bit more, maybe not a whole month, and then the salute to service thing is going to be a week or two.
Really? The titties are being forced out? In the name
maybe,
of
yeah, I think so, as they kind of update the profile of salute to service.
The army is coming in and just freaking pushing the freaking breasts out of the way.
We'll see, but that's kind of the word on the street.
So what do you guys got, like, camouflage freaking cowboy stars, right? That's going to be a huge seller.
Huge.
And you make money from that, or are you flat salary, if you don't mind me asking?
Salary and bonus.
You make bonus. So based on how much stuff is sold.
Yep.
Kid, I'd be fucking hustling if I had that job. I'd be doing, I don't know. Well, listen to me. What do I know? I'm a union worker. If I have to work past 3 o'clock, I'm bitching.
Ah, no shit. No, the thing that, you know, the programs you're talking about that I have a handle on are more USC, so.
You getting USC stuff going? This is the year. This is the year.
This
that,
is it.
I don't even know what's wrong with me. I'm not even thinking college football these days, even though I see Ohio State.
But the opening game is Michigan-Utah on Thursday before Labor Day.
The Thursday before Labor Day is the first game of the year. What's USC first game of the year, do you know?
First game of the year is Labor Day against Arkansas State. Then they've got Nevada. And then the first real game is Stanford at home on the 19th.
What do you mean? On Labor Day, the Monday of Labor Day?
No. It goes the Labor Day weekend, they've got Arkansas State. Following weekend, they've got Idaho. And then mid-September, they have, on the 19th, they have Stanford.
Are you going to go to all those games this year?
Yeah.
You going to give me tickets?
Sure.
Really? Do you get that whole special thing that you had last year as well?
Yeah, it should be fun.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I want to go to any games, to be honest with you. It's more of a pain in the ass to get in than freaking, I'd rather watch it on TV.
I very rarely make it into the game.
I went to the Red Sox game, Red Sox Astros. Oh, fucking painful. I'd rather watch grass grow. Seriously, I don't think anybody has fun at those baseball games, especially the Red Sox being terrible. They are. You been watching? I try not to.
When I was back in Boston last week, it was nice to kind of watch them on Nesson because it's nostalgia, I guess.
I guess it is, right, but it's freaking painful to watch. Jameis Winston.
He's looking good, right?
That's a big announcement that he's going to start. No shit. Why wouldn't you freaking start him? Johnny Manziel just can't win. Every freaking practice, every throw he makes is freaking scrutinized. How's the guy ever going to expect to be able to play? I don't think he is. I think he's done. Don't press send, Herm Edwards. Don't press send. I don't even know what that means, but it's a big thing that Herm Edwards is like touring the country, talking to kids not to press send.
Well, it's about tweeting and stuff like that, and he's just saying you got to read it over and over and over again.
And that's it. Kid, I was up in Maine, up right by freaking Roger Goodell's place in Scarborough. I read something that he has a place in Scarborough, and I was like right there. Well, I don't know if that has to do with anything, but I fucking... You see, he alerted the police. His people alerted the police and security to watch this house in Maine because he's afraid of the New England fans' retribution. Good. I don't blame him. I don't blame the fans. Kid, I would freaking... Just like, you ever seen the movie All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise?
No, I don't think so.
Never seen that football movie?
No.
Oh, really? You should. Full frontal Tom Cruise nudity right up your alley. You've never seen... Well... I know what, I just watched for the first time the other day, Can't Buy Me Love. You ever see Can't Buy Me Love?
Yep.
80s movie?
Yep.
It's fucking great.
Very good.
And I backed it. I'm like, so I got all fucking, talking nostalgia, I got all hot on for the 80s, and I ran it back with Say Anything. Ugh. What a fucking terrible movie. Say Anything's almost as bad as Jerry Maguire. Both Cameron Crowe films. Both those movies suck.
No doubt.
What is what? Because it's because fucking, and I like John Cusack, but just because John Cusack holds up a boombox...
It's iconic, and so...
The rest of the movie blows. But All the Right Moves does not blow. Tom Cruise might. I don't know where I'm going. Oh, yeah. So showing up... You ever seen that Craig T. Nelson's house? Everybody shows up to egg Craig T. Nelson's house, and Tom Cruise is caught. Do yourself a favor and go home and fucking rent that.
I'm sorry. What was it again?
All the Right Moves.
All right. I'll definitely do that.
You didn't see that when they freaking win the game and they fumble? I just gave it all away.
I'll watch it right after I watch I Am Kate tonight.
You probably do watch that show, don't you?
That, True Detective, Ray Donovan and Ballers.
That's on your queue?
Yeah. Thai food and some red.
You did it by yourself, too. You said your girl's out working for for the summer. Do we eat Thai food, drink red wine, and watch freaking The Rock on Ballers?
And cry.
And cry. Speaking of crying, I don't even know. It's not even a segue, but I feel like crying listening to you talk about your fucking your shows. Son, I'm surprised I get to peel you away from what.
Sorry. Bachelorette in Paradise or whatever that show is.
Do you watch it?
I'm going to season premiere tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have that in common, huh? Yeah. Freaking season premiere, Hot Yards LA. Season 3. Imagine that shit's season 3 starting tonight. Loyal freaking following. I got like 6-7 guys listening to us. Consistently.
Really?
Lucky Lucino, one of them. A couple people came out of the woodworks and like, yeah, they're listening to your show. I'm like, all right, rock on. Nothing fucking gets me anything. So I've a list of 16 celebrities, seeing you're in the freaking celebrity jock sniffing world, of guys who played college football and were, you know, stars of the television world. Number one, Dean Cain. He has a record for all-time interceptions in the Ivy League history in one season. 12 picks. Princeton. What,
did he go to Princeton? Wow.
Yeah. The Cause. Bill Cosby. Fullback. Temple University.
For some reason, I thought he played basketball there.
No. That's racist, man.
I don't know. He was always used to be with John Chaney. Remember that guy? The guy with the
braids under that? Of course. He looked like an owl. He's one of those, like, he's one of those rare college coaches that looks like the mascot. John Chaney and the owl. Fucking Cause, man. It's all these 80s icons now. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me freaking He-Man's a pedophile or something. You know, they're all fucking crumbling. Hulk Hogan.
Jared from Subway.
Well, he wasn't an 80s icon, but yeah, what was that all about? His assistant was...
Yeah, but now they've got supposedly texts of him saying that the best sex he ever had was with a 16-year-old. So Jared from Subway could be in trouble here soon.
Jared from Subway said that?
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Cite your sources. Where'd you see that? I didn't see that. I am my ear to the ground on that.
I think it was yahooparenting.com.
Yeah, Yahoo Parenting? What the fuck are you doing on Yahoo Parenting? Drinking red wine, eating Thai food, and going on Yahoo Parenting?
Yep.
Parenting?
Yep.
You're fucked in the head, kid. Jerry Ford, Michigan. MVP as a center in like 1934. John Goodman, Southwest Missouri State. I didn't know that. Mm-mm. Mark Harmon, we all know that one.
Yeah, where was he? UCLA.
UCLA, quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, he started for the 72 and 73. The Rock, kid, I'm all done with The Rock. I heard Ballers is terrible. You like that show?
No, it's terrible, but I'm too far into it to quit.
So what do? You fucking, you live on the beach and you go home and you watch all these fucking stupid shows?
Oh, just tonight, yeah.
Just Sunday nights.
Sunday night.
And that's it. And the rest of the week, you walk your dogs and freaking... go on your freaking skateboard and pretend like you can skateboard around the beaches of Santa Monica.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Anybody threatened to beat you up lately?
A couple people.
Because I know you have some problems when you're walking around the beach, right?
Yeah, everybody yells.
Try to start fights and stuff. It's like walking around out here. People just start randomly yelling at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, isn't it great? What a great city. I love L.A. People just fucking screaming at you every freaking stuff. I know. I've been out 10 years now, man. 10 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. What do I know about anything? Joel McHale, tight end, Washington State. Excuse me, Washington, but a walk-on.
That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him,
but
right?
That guy's skinny as shit.
Well, probably wasn't back in the day. Nick Nolte, Arizona State.
Nick Nolte, Arizona State. That sounds perfect.
Sun Devil, right?
That sounds about right.
Thrown out of school. He was thrown out for his grades. You were thrown out for your grades for a minute, weren't you?
One weekend.
One weekend?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I got caught cheating.
Really? And they only threw you out for a weekend?
No. Like, I was, the teacher talked to somebody and I had it. I was thrown out of the class, I guess that's what it was.
For one weekend.
And then I went back in there on Monday, pleaded my case.
What was your case? What did you do?
We were copying notes, you know, your usual quiz.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for it. Hadn't been to class in a long time, and that was it.
They didn't throw you out of nothing one weekend.
No, but I had to go in front of this dude, and I started denying it, but then they had copies of it, and I actually misspelled the same shit the other guy did.
I deny. Yeah, it worked. What does that get you? A lot more fucking money than I make. That's for damn sure. Your fucking Arizona State degree. Probably went to class, what? 3 times a week, if that?
One semester I took pop rock, history of the Beatles, golf, and boxing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole semester.
I know. I'm pretty positive. I got a D in the D in pop rock.
Pop rock. Why?
Mm-hmm. I didn't go enough and missed the final.
You took boxing.
Yeah.
And golf. Yeah. In the same semester. Yeah. You got a degree for this. Yeah. What is wrong with me? You know, I always took like real classes and I don't do shit. I make like $60,000 a year. I start fucking school next week. I teach fifth graders how to play fucking frisbee.
That's cool.
And you make freaking money working for the Dallas Cowboys. Going to freaking Arizona State, taking golf and boxing, majoring in snatch. Oof, that's such a crass word. Snatch.
That's a tough one for sure.
Camp starts tomorrow though, Ingles. 8 a.m., handing out pads.
What are you, what position?
Gary High School, offensive line.
What high school?
Gary. It's in Pomona. Terrible. That's why I don't tell anybody my name so they can't freaking come back and find it. They might find Gary High School. Well, I shouldn't say that. It shouldn't be terrible, but not good. Not good football. Kids don't really care. You know what I mean? It's such a have and have not in California high school football. It's like all the good players go to a couple schools, and then it's just everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm freaking hanging out with everybody else. But I'm excited about it, I guess. Give me something to do. I'm fucking tired of fucking having days off. Is that weird? You know what I mean? I'm someone who needs something to do.
Need something.
You know, I had the whole month of July off. I lived like a fucking 17-year-old.
Would you stay at your parents' back east?
Yeah, the whole time, 5 weeks. I'd wake up, 9 o'clock, I'd come down. My mother would make me an omelet. I'd read the Boston Globe. I'd go for a bike ride. I'd come back. I'd do a little bit of push-ups. I'd have lunch around 1 o'clock. I'd read, take a nap from like 2 to 3, watch a little bit of freaking SportsCenter or some stupid fucking Dan Le Batard show, have dinner at 5, go out to my buddy's house, get hammered, come back around midnight, go upstairs in my room, watch a little porn on freaking RedTube on my Amazon Kindle in my room with the volume down. I'm 39 years old. And I'm fucking 39 years old. I have my fucking volume down. I got a freaking waste paper basket full of fucking used tissues. You know what I mean? And my mom's like, oh, you had the sniffles? I'm like, yeah. I think I'm allergic to something. I'm using all these tissues.
I'm allergic to porn.
I'm 39 fucking years old, kid. But I loved it. It was awesome. It was fucking great.
That's why you teach.
6 weeks of that. Of not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt good, rested. But I'm excited to get back to work. I'm excited to get back to football, even though it freaking takes over my whole life.
When's the first game?
Last Friday in August. You gonna come out for a game this year?
Yeah, I'll get out there for one.
I don't think you should.
Was it Friday nights at 7?
Probably not that far, though. Well, kinda.
Oh, at that hour? No way.
No. What do you mean?
Not for me to drive out there for 7 o'clock start?
No way. Well, what do you do during the week, during the season? I mean, if you're not in Dallas, what are you doing?
Working from home and then seeing people around town for work.
But you come out that way, don't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't come out that way on a Friday.
I don't blame you. No, why would you? Kid, I think I'm a gambler now. I play blackjack all the time. Yeah, I've spent like 3 days up at Hampton Beach. And they have blackjack up there now. I don't know if you've been to Hampton. You've been to Hampton.
Yeah, I've been up there. I haven't been up there in a while. My brother was recently there, and I guess, is it still a time warp?
Yeah, it's awesome. It freaking feels like it's 1990 ringing again, you know? Like people, Whitesnake was playing the night I was up there. It was awesome. Getting all these freaking chicks with acid wash jeans and shit and teased hair. Still look good. But I'm pretending that I'm some kind of fucking, I think I'm a blackjack player now. I went yesterday to Saboba Casino. I won like $300.
Nice work.
Yeah, just playing basic strategy and like learning that basic card counting shit.
There you go. Dude, when I was in Saratoga a couple weeks ago, you know when you were at the racetrack, you normally go up to the guy at the window and you place your bets with them?
Yeah.
That's all gone. It's like this, it's like not an ATM machine, but it's like you're going up and you're pressing these buttons. And
oh,
you're,
sure.
And you're doing it on your card, so you don't have to have the cash with you. And then when you sit in your little box, you've got the little monitor there. So basically, you just get like this account going with whatever the racetrack. I mean, it's like almost a credit card. It's crazy.
Yeah, do that at Santa Anita as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's the first time I've really seen something like that. I always thought that that'd be something you'd still have to have the human touch to pay the people out, or you couldn't do it, tie it up like
God
that.
Goddamn free market taking good jobs away from bringing people. Was Bill Parcells there?
Yeah.
Is it Travis?
Yeah.
You ain't Pa Sales. Yeah, you see him?
Yeah, I talked to him.
Get out.
I did.
What, did you have some kind of, was it a cowboy
He was sitting in the box next to me, and I texted my boss. It said, Parcells is next to me. He said, go up and tell him I said hello. And I went up to him and said, hey. But it was Brian. I worked for the Cowboys. Bill Priakas wanted me to tell you hello. And he said, oh, that's great. Tell or send Bill my best. And that was it.
And get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, he had some goons with him for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You there by yourself?
No, I was there with a group of people.
Huh. And it wasn't Cowboy affiliated? You just...
No.
I work for the Cowboys. So.
I saw other people going up to him. You could just tell that he did not like it. So I kind of had a.
Yeah, you had to play your fucking cowboy card.
Yeah.
So I work for the Dallas Cowboys. His name is Brian Ingalls. Does he have any credentials on you, Mr. Ingalls? Could you just get hammered?
Yeah.
Did you stay up there? What would you do?
Stayed up there for two nights. I got a cousin that does very well up there and lives right by the racetrack, and they were nice enough to host us and take us around. It was cool.
You're just a fucking world traveler, country traveler.
Not really.
Yeah, you live the friggin' charm life. going to Westford and having Kimball's ice cream and shit like that, it's just fun.
It was good.
It was
By
good.
The way, that place is insane now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kimball's and Richardson's. What do you mean, Westford in general?
Yeah, no, well, Westford in general looks great, but they got like this like bumper thing for the water. And I mean, there's all sorts of shit out there. Batting cages. It's unbelievable how big that place is.
Were you back there for the 4th of July?
No.
Okay, I was fucking hammered. I don't understand how Jason Paul-Pierre and CJ Wilson could blow their fingers off shooting off fireworks. Okay, there's no way Jason Paul-Pierre was as fucking drunk as I was lighting off fireworks. And that fool has all this money to lose. Is he still not signed?
No, he's not signed. Did you see the pictures of him?
No.
Oh, dude, he doesn't, that hand looks like it's got a year to heal.
So what?
He had a huge cast on. I mean, he and an arm in the sling.
Yeah, but D-Lyman can play with ringing a cast on.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You know? And then the other guy said he had to retire over it.
He missing two fingers, dude.
How fucking stupid do you have to be? Seriously. So you got all that money. You just fucking go rent some fucking... Like, you ever see the movie, what's that movie, with Dirk Diggler there, freaking Boogie Nights. You got like a freaking little Asian kid running around throwing fireworks. If I had all that money, I would just hire a little Asian kid to fucking light fireworks off and just throw around. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do it myself. Oh, yeah? Is that what I would do? Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd fucking hire an Asian kid to freaking light fireworks off. Fucking losing fingers and like that. That'd probably good for him to take a year off. I'm convinced it's going to be good for Adrian Peterson to take a year off and come back this year. I think, I honestly got...
For Brady?
Huh?
Do you think it's good Brady's getting four games off?
Yeah. Well, not from the reason why. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wish they could give him the first fucking 10 weeks off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At this point, do you think these guys really need those reps and you don't think they can come back and if as long as they practice? I think a guy like Adrian Peterson, I think... It's a good thing for him to take a year off. You know, body's heal. You know, just coaching high school football. If you see a kid who, for some reason gets in trouble and he takes, 3 weeks off, that next week of practice, he's so much faster than everybody else, so much stronger than everybody else. It would be a wise move to take a player and just stash him for a year, but no, what owner's going to do that? Right. What owner's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to pay you $10 million not to play this year for next year? But Adrian Peterson is going to tear it up. We don't even talk freaking football. It doesn't even matter. So it's the same teams anyways. Green Bay, New England, Seattle. You can fool yourself that the Cowboys are going to be good. Who's the number one running back right now?
Randall.
The guy who was caught stealing women's underwear or something? What did he cut?
Yeah, McFadden. Him will probably split.
How's McFadden looking in camp?
He's on the pup list.
Why?
Hamstring problems again.
Some guys just can't get it together. It's like a genetic thing. You're just never healthy. You know, Kevin Love has that basketball-wise, and Kyrie Irving has it basketball-wise. You know, just guys can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys still have a good offensive line, so they can pretend like they're going to be good this year. But who else is even freaking going to be? You know, you got Pittsburgh seems to be. Everybody's on Pittsburgh's nuts right now. I can't even think of anyone else who's.
What about Minnesota?
What about Minnesota? Teddy Bridgewater's second year, Mike Zimmer, I guess. I mean, 8-8.
Pretty much the league does sound like it's going to suck.
9-7.
Yeah.
It's not like basketball. Like, the NBA feels like or even though you know it's only going to be two or three teams, I mean, NFL's the same way. There's only two, there's what, six teams. We can name them. I'll name them next week. There's six teams in contention. Everyone else is playing for second place. Mm-hmm. You know, you could fool yourself and say that the Rams are going to be all right, you know, because they got a good defensive line, good defense. Philadelphia, we'll see what, you know, Chipper can do over there.
This is a big year for them.
For him. Yeah. If shit goes downhill, if they're 7-9, which it could be because, you know, fuck, yeah. It takes one thing and you're 7-9, will they fire him?
No, you can't do that. He's got a couple years at least.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's all about stability. It's the reason Patriots are doing so well. They've had a long-term plan and they got lucky with the best quarterback in football.
Yep.
And it's funny, you know, everybody, oh, Belichick this, Belichick that, you know, back home. But, oh, if Tom Brady doesn't play, they're going to be 1-3. Do you know what Belichick's record is with the Patriots without Brady? Some colleague freaking called in Felger and Maz and busted this out.
Well, it's all going to be Castle's games, right? Like 11-5.
Well, they were 11-5 that year, but I was shocked how many. Well, you got to figure there was a whole season with Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 16-18. Mm-hmm. Without his Belichick's record with the Patriots without Tom Brady is 16-18.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And that includes that 11-5 season, which everybody fucking jerks off over, but they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
And they had historically great defense. You know, that defense was awesome. My point is, it's all about freaking Brady, but it's all about the stability that the franchise has. I can't even think of any of the teams that I'll do the whole thing next week as far as breaking down, but I don't even like that. I'd rather talk about these fucking retards who play freaking NFL football and blow off their fingers and beat up women and freaking fight on beaches with belts in their hand and shit like that. You know, and just shitting on transgenders. What kind of world do we live in when freaking somebody can't say they think his transgender's a weirdo? Oh, no, no comment, because you freaking, yeah, what?
No, I don't know what to think of it. It's still growing, I guess. It's new.
Yeah, I guess it's new. But people have been dressing like women since they were freaking beginning of time. And you always are like, wow, what a weird guy. Why are you even talking about this anymore, kid? Is that a Swatch watch? How about my Swatch watch?
I don't know what this is.
I don't know what that is either.
And Q.
I don't even know what that, yeah. Well, do you have, would a Dallas Cowboy watch be in the soft goods or is that hard goods?
Hard.
Why?
Because it's hard.
Not this freaking thing, soft.
No, that would fall under.
Hard goods?
Yeah.
Do you even deal with the guys who do hard goods?
No, that's not, they license that out to the normal licensees for all the teams, where the apparel is. The Cowboys don't license it out. They do it on their own.
I think you've explained that to me like 10 times, and I'm still trying. I still don't even understand it. Oh, well, welcome back, season 3. You got to go to the games next week, right? Who are they playing? Is someone coming in?
No, they're just doing the blue-white scrimmage on Sunday.
They're not doing any...
No, it kind of sucks. No one's coming down.
They did it last year, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they had the Raiders come down. So they go on the 13th down to San Diego. Following week, they're to San Francisco, and then from there, they're back to Dallas for the final two games.
You can't because you got USC, but if I were you, I would try to just go every fucking game this year.
I'm going to go to a couple of them. I'll be there for the Falcons game, Patriots.
You're going to bring around Slush and the freaking crew? You're going to give them some kind of VIP tour?
If I can do something on Saturday, yeah, that'd be awesome.
You think you could just, well, there's like 10 of them. I don't think you could be able to do
dude,
that.
I think. You'd be surprised. My boss really does a good job of taking people around. It's cool.
You do have a little bit of stroke over there. I could tell. You're a big fucking wig last year. I went over there on the field and you freaking had a conniption fit and started fucking screaming at me in front of everybody, make me feel like I was a freaking fifth grader. What are you doing, man?
That was funny.
Ingles, glad to have you back. Season 3. Kicking off, Hot Jazz LA. Follow us on Twitter. I don't even fucking care about anything. Later.